We're in a special lesson towards the World Zohar connection between the 5th to the 7th of February, Exhibitions Garden in Tel Aviv. Let us watch a short clip about the Congress. It was hidden hundreds of years ago, exchanged thousands of hands, survived infinite events. For a single moment, Zohar. The World Zohar Connection 2014 Unity Changes the Reality, 7th to the 5th of February 2014, Exhibitions Garden, Tel Aviv. Details at 1-700-509-209.
Okay, we have come in the introduction to the Book of Zohar to item 9. So far we spoke about the fact that all that's new in the creation comes to us from the we receive, which was created, and you find, Bala Sulam says, and you find that in spirituality, the disparity of form acts like the axe that this separates in the corporeal world, and the distance between them is proportional to the oppositeness of form, meaning as similar they are or unsimilar they are, the spiritual forms, thus there is a distance between them. Because this is like a field, an empty space, and as we see in, let's say, in physics, that negated things, opposing things are distant, let's say fields or forces, and they come close according to their qualities. From this, we learn that since the will to receive his delight has been imprinted in the souls, and we have shown that this form is absent in the Creator, because from whom would he receive? That disparity of form that the souls required separates them from his essence, as the axe that carves a stone from the mountain. Meaning, how are we differentiated from the Creator? In the unequivalence of form, in the his quality is to bestow, and our quality is to receive, and therefore we are completely separated in opposite extremes, opposite poles by this change. And because of that disparity of form, the souls were separated from the Creator and became creatures. By what? By us being in the will to receive and him in the will to bestow. There are two forces all in all in reality, reception and bestowal, the desire to receive and the desire to bestow, and that's how we're differentiated. However, everything that souls acquire of his light extends from his essence, existence from existence. Meaning there is a desire, and what the desire attains within it. So the desire is opposite the Creator, the will of the Creator, and the light that is received itself is the quality of the Creator itself, the will to bestow. It therefore turns out that with respect to his light, which they receive in their kli, which is the will to receive, there is no difference whatsoever between them and his essence, between the souls and the Creator and his essence, because it's the same light that comes to them. This is because they receive it is existence from existence, directly from his essence. And the only difference between the souls and his essence is that the souls are a part of his essence. One moment. Are part of his essence. This means that the amount of light that they receive in their kli being the will to receive, is already separated from the Creator, as it is predicated on the disparity of form of the will to receive. Meaning what we receive is called a part of the Creator, the godly part from above, the sanctified part from above, because it's being received as part of the Kli. It will receive a certain clothing, it gets qualities, it gets a color other than what the Creator is. We can't say that this is the Creator, but rather it's the part that enlivens me, fills me, it can explain to me something somewhat about himself, but not about his essence. We learned with you from the different introduction to the Book of Zohar. In the preface to the Book of Zohar, Baal HaSulam explains to us about the perception of reality, in that we grasp reality only according to our qualities. And it can't be that I will perceive something that is outside of me. If I perceive, I perceive something that is already inside me. You all you deal with computers, so you understand. If I see something on a screen, it can't be that it's outside of me. It's already inside the computer. And the computer is processing it and brings this thing upon the screen. Is there some connection between what I see on the screen and what is outside the computer? Of course there is a connection, because this is the cause and this is the consequence. But is there an imagination between the form that's outside of the computer and what's in my computer? There's no imagination, there's no closeness of it at all, because there's different impulses, and already in me, in my computer, the impulses already turn into a certain picture. And in my mind, it's already something completely different. It also doesn't go more than this picture. Once again, it divides into impulses that go through my iris and to my cornea, and then in the nerves that come from your optic nerves, and then into the different cells and the chemical and electrochemical processes in your brain. Every Kli, what am I trying to say? There are thousands of actions. Every Kli processes the same detail or same condition in its way. About that inner condition, we can call it its essence. But that part of his essence, which is already processed within a certain Kli, or in my eye, or in my cornea, or in my optical nerves, or that come from the eye to the brain, or in the brain where it's all these different parts are connected in electrochemical different ways. Each place has a completely different form. And we don't talk about his essence, because that's not something we attain. We attain only what he wants and what he awakens in us. That's how we learned in the preface to the Book of Zohar. So he says like this, meaning, and this disparity of form made a part, only difference between them, as all, it's already a part. It's not, if it's 100 kilo, it's a kilo here. No, it's a differentiated part. In its disparity of form, made it a part by which was separated from the whole and became a part. Thus, the only difference between them is that one is a whole and the other is a part. As a stone that is carved from a mountain. And he adds a sentence here, and scrutinize this meticulously, for it is impossible to expand further on such an exalted place, that really here, and it doesn't matter what degree we're in, we stumble upon something that differentiates between us and his essence, that we grasp and perceive the matter, which is the will to receive, and the form that clothes in the will to receive, meaning that the will to receive responds to something, to its essence, that it receives some form. So we talk about the form in the matter, but it's the matter. The form in the matter is matter. It's the filling in the matter is also its form. It's not like in our world I have the form of a cup. This is the shape of a cup, you see? And the liquid gets the form of the, or the shape of the cup. It's not like that, that there's water outside and there's water inside, but rather here the shape is different. Let's say before that the liquid was in a bottle and now it's poured into here. So there was a shape of a bottle and here there's a shape of a cup. It's not like that. In spirituality, it's not like that. It's only in our world, in the imaginary world. Imaginary meaning that it's all according to the inanimate, according to the still that doesn't exist, because there's no changes in it, essential changes in the essence of the matter itself. If we are talking about it in spirituality, we're talking about the will to receive, and the changes that the will to receive receives, the changes of the will to receive are called its fulfillment, its filling. When we talk about the names or the lights which spread inside the kelim, inside the partsufim, the name is called Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Everything is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei because it's the four discernments, the four prinot. And later, in what degree of those four prinot are in, how they were divided and were included and integrated and so on and so forth, and what form they received by the light, the big, inclusive, endless light. And in some place in that whole Ein Sof, in that whole eternity, there is some discernment that we want to know. That discernment is the will to receive, which received a certain warping, a certain bend, a certain special deformation from the light. And then we say the matter is the will to receive, the straight will to receive, and it has a form that it receives by the light. It's a certain form, a certain shape. That's it. Now, the shapes, the forms can be still vegetative, animate, and speaking. Not in our world, but spiritual. And in all certain sort of sizes, in all sorts of forms of relations. And this is what happens to us. Meaning, what form did the will to receive get by the light influencing him on it from all the different Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei places, from the whole system? And then upon this object we're talking. So we have the matter and the form which is clothed in the matter, meaning the form that this matter received. And this form can be klipa or sanctity, shell or sanctity. But the matter remains the same matter, the will to receive. And this form we call light. Why? Because I received this change by something that is bestowing upon me, influencing me, something that's operating. And therefore, according to the changes that are in me, I can get to know slowly what's operating upon me, but only towards me. Therefore, the Creator is called Bo'ure, come and see that only you can, and what you attain, you will attain, and not some stranger, not someone else. And what I attain the form which is clothed in the matter, meaning the Creator is clothing the creature, and according to that, I say that it's the Creator. Bo'ure, come and see, which I can feel, which I can touch him, because it's my form which he gave me. And according to that, from your actions, we got to know you. Your actions is me, and from you doing in me, I get to know you. Only in such a way we can talk. Otherwise, it's philosophy and a mistake. Is that clear? Well, and there's more, because he doesn't just like that write a very exalted place. Okay. Yes.
Do we need to aspire for changing the form?
We need to become similar to the Creator. If my form will be similar to the Creator, I will be called Adam, from the word domit, the upper, similar to the upper. Of course, that's all of our work. But how can I be like him? Bring me some statue, some image, and according to that, I'll do. What will you do according to that? Well, somehow. But no, I need to search and to find his form. How do we search for his form? First of all, I need to make my matter in a certain form. In what form? In a soft form. So it will be ready for change. And you understand that our ego is like a stone. How can we make it, that stone, that into a soft matter? To make it soft, it's first of all called the restriction, the tzimtzum, and later the light of chassidim. What is the light of chassidim? The light, there is no, it's the form of the matter which is called light. The fact that the light receives the ability to be like Play-Doh, even more than that, like cotton. It's like, it depends. The size of or the intensity of the softness, the degree of the softness, manner of subtlety. The flexibility, the degree of flexibility of the matter is called the degree of chassadim. As much as I'm capable to do from me whatever you want. There's a shirt, I don't care if there's a shirt or not. Die, live, it doesn't matter. That's called chassadim, meaning to that degree I need to reach first. Meaning, first of all, the restriction, the tzimtzum, which is right above my egotistical desire to hold myself a time like this and to start doing the opposite. And we understand that we can only do this by the environment, to exit and exit myself like that, and to go through a certain loosening and relaxation within my desire, to truly give oneself to the group. And then, upon the ego, which is increasing more and more, go upon all the degrees of flexibility, the softness, so that I won't be any boundary, any barrier. Just like the Creator, do you see him? No. Feel him? No. Is he on purpose resisting or doing something? No, never. So first of all, to come to that. In our words, it's called don't do to your friend what's hated upon you and all those things. But the correction is to make from oneself a flexible matter. There is no such matter in this world, because otherwise you don't feel the matter. It has to give you some kind of resistance, yes, a response. Here you need to get to a point where there is no response. It truly isn't. It's not like rubber or cotton or even something even softer. Rather, there is nothing. It's like airy, so that there's nothing there. And then later you start to acquire to this a different coarseness, the coarseness of the other, not of your own, but of the other. You start working in an opposite manner. So what am I trying to say? That from this softness that you acquire upon your coarseness, with this, you already start to get to know the form of the Creator. Meaning every corrected form in you, which clothes, comes upon the matter. And then with that you get to know the Creator. Now, how do you get to know the Creator? After all the time I become soft, as if I'm not existent. you become existing upon what you didn't exist before egotistically. So as much as you work on this egotistical form that supposedly doesn't exist now, that it's soft, that it's as if it doesn't exist now, and by doing that you attain the Creator. It all comes from the thing and its opposite. And in the connection between them, in the scrutiny between them, you start to feel his thought, the thought of creation. The form is the form, but how he did and the thing and its an opposite, for you to advance, you go from the opposite form against him and to start to attain through the way he created you, the feeling and the mind and his plan, his line of thought. That's how it works. Let's continue. Item 10. Now we can begin to understand the fourth inquiry. How is it possible that the chariot of impurity and klipot would emerge from his holiness, since it is as at the other end of his holiness? And also, how can it be that he supports and sustains it? This is really a very, it's a question, maybe it's a very philosophical question. For us, it's a very simple question because it's connected to there's none else besides him. Can we curse these klipot? Do we need to relate bad to what's bad? Or to sharpen and say, bless for the good and for the bad the same way, because they come from the same source. All these discernments and all these blows and everything. Because it's written that the Creator was within the flood, I have burdened his heart, meaning within the Pharaoh's heart there's the Creator, and so on. So what he says, indeed, first we must understand the meaning of the now we can begin to understand the fourth inquiry. How is it possible that the chariot of impurity and klipot would emerge from his holiness? Meaning that it comes from him, and not that it just comes from him, since it is at the other end of his holiness. And also, how can it be that he supports and sustains it? Meaning that all that's happening in the whole world, both on the side of good and the bad, comes from him alone. And it's very difficult for us to agree with this and to unite these things together. And we're not really capable in each and everything. It's a problem. We don't relate it to one source. Otherwise, we would already be on the right path. To relate it to one place means to find in me the middle line. And that is not simple. First, we raise ourselves to delighted in mercy, chafetz chesed, so that we'll be soft and flexible, and then arrayed to the next degree. Indeed, first we must understand the meaning of the existence of impurity and klipot. Know that this great will to receive, which was we determined, was the very essence of the souls by creation. Meaning the will to receive. But the will to receive is still not good and bad. It's just matter. The will to receive is a desire. It's an inclination. It's not good or bad. For which they are fit to receive, the entire feeling in the thought of creation. Meaning the Creator must have had to create the will to receive, because the will to receive is exactly adapted to his will to be so, receive all his benefit. So this will to receive not stay in that form within the souls. Created existence from absence, for if it were to remain eternally separate from him, because the disparity of form in them, what would separate them from him? And the thought of creation in benefiting his creatures must come, because there's only one good source, one good place.
In order to bring him to the benefit, He has to be brought to the state of the Creator. So there are two opposites here. And in order to correct this disparity that lies on the souls, the Creator has created all the worlds and separated them into two systems, as in the verse, God has made them one against the other, which are the four pure worlds, Abia, and opposite them the four impure worlds, Abia. Meaning, there is a world of Ensof that is detailed in the world of Adam Kadmon, which are whole systems. And then, afterwards, there are two corresponding systems, the right one, which is the Tzilut B'ra Yitzira Asiya of holiness, meaning they're all corrected, they're all working on behalf of the Creator, and the Atzilut B'ra Yitzira Asiya of impurity, which seemingly act against the Creator, as the light excels from darkness. And the Creator actually sustains both intermittently, and the souls lie in between these systems, Kedusha and Klipa, holiness and shell, and the souls are in between. And then, by these influences from both directions, both sides, they begin to take on the shape and form of the Creator. Because it is impossible to reach the form of the Creator unless you take some from here, add some from there, and so on and so forth. Right? So, only by that that mutual influence, we can come to the human degree, Adam, understanding our matter and form and who we are to begin with and how we take on this independence as the Creator, the force of bestowal. In short, things that become clarified throughout all the 125 degrees. And it's not just that it becomes greater and greater. Every state in spirituality is qualitatively different. And therefore, that's where we have to put our focus on. That everything that happens is by the Creator, both on the left and on the right, in a way that we do have to be ready for each and every action that we undergo. That first, being soft, if we want to approach the first degree and be in chasadim, in agreement with the Chab of the Upper One that works within us, is that we receive everything that's coming from none else besides Him, good that does good. And on our part, we have to accept it, identify with it, and go according to, if I'm not for myself, then who? And the Creator placed, imprinted the will to bestow in the system of holiness and removed the will to receive for themselves from them and placed it in the system of the impure worlds, Abia. Because of that, they have become separated from the Creator, all those that are under the system of impurity, and from all the worlds of holiness. For that reason, the Klipot are called dead, as in the verse, sacrifices of the dead. And the wicked that follow them, as our sages said, the wicked in their lives are called dead. Since the will to receive imprinted in them, in oppositeness of form to His holiness, meaning it's on the other side, left instead of right. Everything is exactly opposite qualitatively. Separates them from the life of lives, meaning from the higher source. There's the upper source, which directly operates the right side and oppositely operates the left side. And they are remote, these systems, from him, the systems of the shells, remote from him from one end to the other. It is so because he has, the Creator, has no interest in reception, only in bestowal, whereas the klipot, shells, want nothing of bestowal, but only to receive for themselves, for their own delight. And there is no greater disparity than that. Meaning, what is greater here is lesser there, and the other way around, and so forth. One corresponding the other, opposite the other. But all in all, both systems originate in one source. Meaning, in the world of Adam Kadmon, both of these systems are one benevolent system. And later on, to scrutinize the good for the created being, it goes through the worlds of Abiya and becomes the system of Kedusha and the system of Klipa. Now, the question is this: with what force does the Creator or do these systems feed on? What's more, what's less? Meaning, if both of them have to be opposite to each other, what's missing here is prominent there, and the other way around, from the beginning of creation and how it evolves and transforms to the end of creation, all of that is exactly the degrees of what's called 6,000 years that were designed after the entire descent and the period where the system achieved balance between them and all the phases of the integrations of the souls, and then we begin our work from below upwards. After the evolution of inanimate, vegetative, inanimate, and the speaking level in this world, and the inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels of spirituality, and then we begin to ascend. And so, how does this system start living? How does it start working? It worked before as well and was preparing us all along, but now it begins to sort of put us through. You know, it's. Did you see how a snake swallows up something? It has these kind of as if rings, and then what he eats goes through these rings one by one. So this system, I wouldn't want to give this analogy, I just don't have in my vocabulary, I don't have sufficient examples that I can actually express. So there are these like pumps that work in this way. There's a wave that comes and goes through the pipeline, so to speak, and this is how this system ostensibly works. So what I want to say is that the system of Kedusha and Klipa, they work together in full collaboration because they're both operated by one force. And then we begin to feel, whether on this side or on the other side or both, how they push us, these two systems, forward towards the goal. And we can't know exactly how it happens and why and where from and so on, but we have to accept it from the get-go that it's done through two systems and that it's a must. So where are we now? And there is no greater oppositeness than that. And you already know that spiritual remoteness begins with some disparity of form and ends in oppositeness of form, which is the farthest possible distance in the last degree, meaning that there is no match whatsoever that can even be a reminder of what is this from that. In our world, oppositeness is simple. Give me black instead of white. Give me this instead of that. Meaning you can learn from the opposite, from the opposites. In the spiritual world, it's not simple. You can't learn one thing from its opposite. If one thing is one way in one system, you can't just understand what is the opposite in the other system. You can't. In the spiritual world, you need the creator. You need the third force that has created both, and then it explains to me how they are opposite and how they correspond. Because here, and this is a very important point, you will later understand it. In spirituality, the oppositeness is in all axes. You know, there's this is like the math of this world. There's a different math. But in this world, if I have several variables, you know, unknowns, then I can halt some of them, keep one, and then solve the problem. And then what I do is I fixate another and I solve the others and so forth. Meaning, in short, every time, every instance, I can only solve one unknown. And all the others, I fixate them. In spirituality, I can't do it. I can't solve the problem that way. We also can't do it with our emotions, unfortunately. That's why psychology can't really solve our problems, because we can't run the equations and solve problems at once with many different variables. So how is it solved in spirituality? That's our salvation. We need the upper force. Because what we are missing in having many variables at the same time, we're missing the one who designed it. And then, it's not that I solve the problem with many variables. I don't discover them, I discover him. Meaning the confusion I have with many variables that I don't know what to do about, in our world, it's unsolvable. In the spiritual world, it leads me to a demand to the Creator, and then I rise to His degree, and when I do, everything that is below me, it's all being clarified, and I accept these equations and problems and variables in an open way, meaning you get a system as a gift that clarifies the previous state where you had numerous variables that were unknown and you couldn't do anything about them. So, the fact that we get stuck each time, and the higher we rise, the more we get stuck in opposite directions. And don't think that the way will be easier and shorter. It'll be qualitatively different in searching for the single source of all the opposite matters. And that is where we need to work, what we need to work on. None else besides Him. If I'm not for myself, then who? Good that does good. And it all comes from the end result that's in the initial thought. Well, questions. Wait a minute. Yes, Mushi. New microphone. Yeah, take a different microphone.
It comes out of this that I can't solve any problem if I don't discover the force of connection.
Correct.
Right. I'm not even allowed to solve them.
Because you don't have any other problems but the connection to begin with. But until we understand it, that all the problems come from connection and all the solutions are in the connection,
So what do we do till then in this process?
Till then we suffer. We suffer until we understand that that's where it's come from.
But we need to live somehow. We need to solve problems, and it's life. It's a process.
Ask him to let you live. What do you want from me? How will you turn to him? Let's say that you want to live. What prayer do you put together? Let me live. So?
No, I'm alive. There's problems. I need to solve them. I understand that without connection, I can't. I'm trying. It didn't work out. After all, not every time it works out. It's a process.
No. Wait. First of all, in the degrees where you had to correct the connection in a corporeal way, you would correct it in the previous generations by your development, technology, culture, education, different things, and that made you happy, meaning the correction was in your hands. And by that, you saw that this is what you need to do, and this is how we need to advance in life, meaning the fulfillment comes to you from manual labor, from what you do. That's what you get. Now you've reached a point where your fulfillment only comes through connection. Now you have to convince yourself that the tap that from which you get life is at the center of the group. What do? So I want to ask you, how will you recommend the Creator to work on you now? Tell me. He sent you a teacher. The teacher explains this to you. He sent you books. The books also guide you in what to do. And he sent you friends who agree with you and somehow are prepared and willing like you. And what else do you want? That he'll do it for you? Then you won't understand him. You can only learn from gradually beginning to recognize his work. It's like a kid, try to explain to him something. He doesn't understand explanations. He learns from following others. And, a smart kid always looks around, and then he does something. But first, he looks around, he absorbs, he takes in. That's his work. Some have a greater tendency to make actions, and others to observe. But all in all, both of these things exist. Understanding what is happening around you, what the grown-ups are doing. Some kids do it through actions, others more with the intellect. But that work, after all, is on two levels, action and thought. So that's what we need to do, to learn from the upper one. What is the upper one? Everything that we go through comes from the Creator. Now, let's begin to learn what he does with us. But where do we see his actual work that we need to learn in the group? Because it's in favor of connection and against connection. The two systems we just spoke about, Kedusha and Klipa, both systems work on us and we are in the middle. Who is we? That sum total of the souls who wish to achieve such a connection that by both systems of Tum'ah and Kedusha, they will rise to Atzilut. Atzilut is one. It's above. The Atzilut of Kedusha and impurity are not below against each other. The Atzilut of impurity actually corresponds to the world of Bria. Well, we learned that. You don't remember? It's written. So we have to connect so much that we will rise to Atzilut. So what can you do? Yeah?
First of all, instead of the Creator, I would at least do so that we could measure the connection. It's something that you can't measure.
You will be able to measure it when you begin to be connected. You're not connected now, so how can you measure it? you can say, you know, at least how many centimeters away I am from connecting. But you don't have that meter. You don't have the meter to measure it. You don't, because that requires to already have some demonstration, some measure of connection. You don't have that. The first degree, and even the first degree, it's still nothing. The first non-chai, kechabzon, that dress into each other, that gives you a complete measure from which you can begin to see the implications on other levels, other degrees. But
what do we do?
If you want to connect, I can only give you one tip. A big audience, public, that more or less collectively wants to connect, that can pull any person to connection. It will influence him in a way that he won't be able to resist. His nature will begin to change. That's why I recommend all of our TV viewers especially to come to the convention. And in general, to everyone, but especially TV viewers and internet users that are not directly connected to us, and they're all around Israel. We know there are hundreds of thousands. We know that from the Yes and Hot cable and satellite networks. I truly recommend them to come to a physical convention. That's a convention that we have once a year, and it's critically important that they will come and feel the connection, because through that connection they'll begin to feel the spiritual world. That's why there's a reason why it is written one can acquire his world in an hour. Because that kind of connection happens specifically in this kind of setting. So I recommend everyone to get used to it, and all our lessons towards the convention will be about it, around it, more and more directed to the point of connection, where we will discover what we study. That entrance, that the entry point to feeling the upper world in addition to ours, will enter eternal life. Let's hope they're listening to us. The thing is that it's hard for people to get off their couches and go to some place and participate with others, but we will do it in the most suitable, comfortable, open, convenient way. I think it is crucial for each and every one who is with us, and obviously if he was never before in such a convention, he has to come. Let's hope they listen, because there are great forces already at our disposals to change reality.
Announcements? Inner Keys, the Kabbalah La'am. Tel Aviv invites us to a special place where we speak, we read and study in the Arvut home in Tel Aviv, Rehov Yigal Alon 123. For details, 1-700-500-209. It's our home, dear friends, groups, and World Kli. With the move to the new home, the whole world is saying thank you to all those who have contributed, helped, worked, men and women, for this amazing dissemination factory. We're working with all our inertia, but before we get to that, let's watch a summarizing clip. Your office is very nice. Thank you very much. From here, we translated programs, morning lessons, gatherings of friends, many good and warm memories. It's a place where I experienced all the changes, my internal changes, where we opened our hearts and the internal work to be exposed to all of this wisdom. It was here. It was only here. My whole life, I hated moving apartments. I never liked moving. And I'm so happy. There's no one's happier. You're about to leave here and to go into our new home. Look, when we came to the new building, this whole thing was empty. There weren't people here. They asked me, where do you want to be? There's many small little rooms. I said, I want to be in the huge room. They said, no problem, you got it. So now I came, and there's 40 other people here in this giant room together with me. It's an amazing place. There's light and a sensation of life. And the truth is, I don't know if you could say it, but it's already not there in the old building. You really feel how your heart beats here and now, and it's broadening more and entering the whole world into it. The moment you enter the door, you just feel it, that you're part of everyone and you're together with everyone, and there's no differences and there's no different standings and all that. It's very different. You see this red point that's turning to be white? This is the most important thing there is in the world today. How could it be? The love of the friends for every peeps, every little thing I did in this building, I saw that the love of the friends is entering, and it's everything. It's the most important thing in the world, that the love is felt on these walls. You enter inwards and you just feel there's a halo of love of friends. Every move is exciting. What's here that makes it different? The neighbors, in my eyes, they're very pleasant. Look, this is my neighbor from the third floor. We start together. We met here somehow. I would like to send my regards to my mother who sees me, and mostly to the whole world Kli. And this is my father and mother. Without the intention and the desire of everyone, this wouldn't happen. And you can feel that everyone put their half a shekel and a part of their heart. If, let's say, now the whole world Kli is looking at you, what would you tell them? Thank you.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки.
ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו.
Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará.
אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו.
The higher we go, reaching our souls, we will reveal the connection.
Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями.
Я un capares, como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.